Dan Cowley, after the 1-1 draw for Braintree Town against Guiseley. Dan, the big moment of this game is the equaliser for Guiseley. What did you make of it?
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in football. I've been involved in it since I was 5 years old. Now 38. Worst thing I've ever seen in football. I have to say, what I saw in the last 15, 20 minutes from our players was probably the best thing in football, because the way we responded, the way we kept our discipline under immense emotion, I think we should be massively proud of ourselves. And the fact that there was only one team trying to win that game, after all that's happened to us, says everything about our group. You know, we're a small club sitting in and around the playoffs in a Conference National. And that's the reason why, because we've got fantastic players with fantastic character, a real spirit and togetherness amongst us. And we have to use this moment. You know, we're desperately disappointed and feel really harshly treated today, but we have to use this moment to drive us on and fuel us and inspire us for the rest of the season.
When the ball went into the back of the net, was there a discussion whether you'd be able to get a free goal?
Well, I spoke to the players and the players said that they were going to give it back. That's what they'd highlighted they were going to do. Obviously, our goalkeeper was in a position just to receive the ball back, and he's just chipped it straight over him and into the goal. What the disappointing is from my perspective is I'm a football man. You know, the Guiseley people, there's 1,000 people here today that are all football people, and they come out on a cold February day in the National League because they love football. But what we've seen today goes against everything that I've been brought up with. So, you know, they had the referee brought us both together, both managers. The referee asked their manager to allow us to score, and he chose not to. You know, that I have to say I'm disappointed with that. There's no hiding place from that. That is how I feel. I appreciate that, you know, it's an emotional game, and as a manager you have to make impulsive decisions. But he had enough time to digest the moment, I felt, and make the correct decision for football. But he, you know, I don't know. It's left a sour taste in our mouth. Obviously, you know, the Guiseley people have to look themselves in the mirror and have to wake up in the morning. And, you know, I know they're football people. I'm pretty sure that they will be regretting their decisions once the furore and the emotion has calmed down.
Looking at the result, I mean, do you see it as a decent point in terms of the performance and the goal that was scored?
No, we've been robbed of 2 points. We've been absolutely robbed of 2 points. It's a game that we totally controlled. Probably should have scored the second goal. Probably would have scored the second goal if it hadn't been for that incident. And the performance of my players was absolutely fantastic. And it deserved 3 points. And we haven't got that. But as I say, we're a no-excuse mentality. We don't let these moments get the better of us. We're just going to use this moment and what's happened today to bring us even closer together, to make us even more determined to be successful this season.
And you've got some tough games coming up, obviously, trying to get into the playoffs. So you feel that you can use this moment to move forward?
Well, we have to. We have to. You know, the raw emotion at the moment is one of real disappointment. I have to say, I feel physically sick, if I'm honest, with regards to what's happened. But we dust ourselves down. As I say, we're pretty resolute. We're pretty determined. As I say, we're going to use this moment to fuel us, to energise us, and to give this one hell of a fight.